bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We thank you for tuning in on tonight, and let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for how you have blessed us thus far. We thank you for all that you've done for us, for all that you are doing for us. We thank you for the testimonies of victory. We thank you for what you've done, Jesus. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, Lord, for touching somebody's mind. We thank you, Lord, for giving strength to the weak. We thank you right now, Lord. Thou art so worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. We are thankful unto you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We praise your name today, Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to bless us. Pour out of thy spirit upon us. Send thine anointing, oh, Lord. Help us just preach your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, put your words in our mouth. Help us, oh, Lord. We want to please you, and we want your will to be done in us, not our will, Lord, but let your will be done, Lord. Help us to deny ourselves, oh, Lord, calling upon the name of Jesus, for we know there's power in your name, Lord. Oh, my God, we come to you. You are our refuge, and you are our strength. No other help we know, Lord. We're dependent on you. You're the light of our salvation. Oh, my God, continue to bless us. Take us through, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Touch some soul tonight, Lord. Bless in a special way. Have your way in somebody's life. Go out of your spirit upon the souls of men. Help, oh, Lord, to seek your faith, to turn from their way, to give their life unto you before it's too late, Lord. Help them to seek your faith. Help them to call on the name of Jesus, for there's power in your name, Lord. Deliverance in your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come against Satan. Oh, my God, we want you to bind him, oh, Lord. Bind his evil works. Cast him out today, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. We're depending on you, Lord. You are our trust, and you are our hope. There's no other hope other than you, Lord. We're looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, you're the first and the last. Oh, my God, we're trusting you, Lord. Help us today, oh, Lord. Send your power, Lord. Send your anointing, oh, Lord. Take control of this broadcast. Help somebody to receive your word in the name of Jesus. Help them to turn, oh, Lord, to repentance, oh, Lord, that they might receive you into their lives. We know you're able, Jesus, forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Move, Lord, in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail, and let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash, oh, Lord. Make ever withhold. We know you're able, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Save, Jesus. Help somebody today, Lord. Somebody needs you for healing. Somebody needs you, Lord, for strength, oh, Lord. The bowed down heads. Oh, my God. Give somebody hope, oh, Lord. Let them realize that you're a miracle worker and you can do all things. Help them to look to you, Lord, to trust in you with all their hearts. We know you're able, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Help them to call on you, Lord. Help them to seek your face. Help them to turn from their ways. Jesus, we need you to move, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Prove yourself, oh, Lord. Let your blood cover, oh, Lord. Take control, oh, Lord. Help us today, oh, Lord. Somebody needs help today, Lord. Somebody needs you to deliver their soul. Somebody needs you for a way maker. Somebody needs you, Lord, for a door opener. Oh, my God, do it today, Lord. Prove yourself to the unbeliever. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. Open up the blinded eyes that is blinded to your word. Have mercy today, Lord. Save Jesus. Save, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Look on that soul that's strung out on drugs. We know you're able to heal them from the drugs and the substance abuse. Have mercy on them, Lord. We want you to reach out, oh Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand. Touch right now, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Change the mind. Oh, my God, I know you can do it, oh Lord. I'm depending on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, work a miracle in that soul's life. Bring them off the drugs. Bring them into the house of God. Help them to call upon your name. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, oh Lord. Oh, my God, you did it before. You can do it again,
it
Lord. Help somebody to look to you. Help them, Lord. Give them hope today, Lord. Let them realize that you alone is their hope. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to go with us. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon us one by one and name by name. We pray that you give us strength, that you will have mercy on our souls. And, Lord, we need you, Lord, to move everything that is not like you, Lord. We want to be ready, Lord. We want to make it into that city. We want to be saved in the end, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make us what you would have us to be. Help us to seek thy face. Help us to call upon you, Lord, for you are our strength, oh Lord, and there's no other help we know. You are our very present help, and we are running to you, Lord, because you're able, Jesus, and our trust is in you. We know you can deliver. Help us, oh Lord, move every way that's not like you, contrary to your will. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us to seek to please you. Help us, oh Lord. We want to be pleasing in your eyesight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener. We thank you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will reach souls, oh Lord, that you will have mercy, oh Lord, on the souls of men. Help them to call in, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. We're depending on you. You are our help. You are our hope. And our trust is in you on this day. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. And we pray that you will go with us and stand by us. And we will give our name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We will read our opening scripture. It will be taken from the 139th number of Psalm. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid down and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in countenance continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Teach me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We thank God for the opening prayer, and we thank God for the opening scripture, the entire 139th number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word. And now we will hear from Evangelist Khadijah Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning into the Gospel of Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 563-999-3511. Again, that's 563-999-3511. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSTCG. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService. Title one school and one is O-N-E. Added to the prayer list, we have India West, Ventria, Black Sheard, and we want to continue to pray for Jada McBride and the pastor from Camden, New Jersey, as well as Miss Carol, Tanaja Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bill Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacy Kellum, and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry and Mary Edmond, Titus Edmond Sr., Sister Cheryl Edmond, Sarita Logan, Francis Canones, Cynthia Taylor, Evangelist Reevy, and Janelle Uri, who I heard a beautiful praise report at Evangelist Maybelle begin to give, that the Lord brought him home, but we're going to continue from the hospital, but we're going to continue to pray for Janelle Uri. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to portion of this song. Amen. Lead me, guide me,
along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot drain. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. I am weak and I need thy strength and power to aid me, oh, my weakest hour. Guide me through the darkness, thy face to see. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot drain. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Oh, lead me, oh Lord, lead me, oh Lord, lead me, oh Lord, lead me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Bless the Lord. I thank God for being back on the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. I thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in. Praise the Lord. I'm just praising God today because of all his goodness, all his mercy, and every day is a day of praise. Really, we need to take the time out, the Lord, on a daily basis. Now, I'm thankful. I thank God for that opening prayer, for the opening scripture. Praise the Lord. It's just the word of God is just so beautiful. That was a beautiful passage of scripture, letting us know that there's nothing about us that God does not know.
Amen.
There's nothing about us that he's not acquainted with. Praise the Lord. So whatever we're going through, whatever we feel, the Lord is aware. Amen. And I like the scripture that says, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
God made us, and he knows us so well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So no way can we hide from God. There's nothing that we can do that God is not aware of.
Amen.
We just cannot hide from God. So I encourage you to just go to the Lord who knows you well. He knows you better than you know yourself. Praise the Lord. I know sometimes it takes us a while to really get to know ourselves. But God, he knows us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
even
he does.
Even before we are formed in our mother's womb, God knew us. Oh, glory.
Amen.
So I'm thankful. I thank God how that he has been with me down through the course of the years, and
absolutely,
how he has brought me out in dangers that I could not see. He protected me from. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Even dangers I could see, the Lord stepped right in. And surely the Lord, he knows us. So I thank God for his word. I thank God for the beautiful song, asking the Lord to lead and guide. Hallelujah. We do need the Lord to lead and guide us.
Yes,
sometimes
we
can get off track.
Amen.
But if we look to the Lord, he will surely take us by the hand, and he will lead and guide us all the way. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I'm excited about what God has already done. I'm about what he's doing even now while we're on this broadcast.
All right.
Because God is moving while we're sleeping, while we're doing other things. God is moving, and he's working in our favor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So I thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy, and I want to encourage you to get involved, to go ahead and give God praise, to go ahead and lift him up,
Amen.
To glorify his name. And while the word is coming forth, even though we might can't hear you all the time, just say amen. Amen. Give witness to the word. And
amen.
Pray along with the speaker. Praise be to God, and pray mm-hmm. for the speaker, that God's word will have free course, that God will speak to us, because we are waiting to get a word from the Lord. Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Lord.
So at this time, without further ado, we're going to prepare our heart, receive the word of God, and the next voice you hear will be the speaker of the hour, in the person of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless Evangelist Edmond.
Praise the Lord. I do honor the Spirit of the Lord, and to our pastor Sheila Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia, and every evangelist or minister who is on the line. We thank God for you. At this time, I'm going to have a short word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you will send your word, send your anointing, have your way, touch some soul, help somebody to repent of their sins and give their life to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will have your way and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. My title for tonight is The Blessings of the Lord. And my theme is Don't let him go until he bless you. Praise the Lord. And my scripture text will be taken from Genesis, the 32nd chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 9. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saith unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shewed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand, a present from Esau, his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. and he delivered them into the hand of his servants. Every drove by themselves and said unto his servant, pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. And behold, also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok, and he over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him unto the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I believe this was Jacob and Esau. And Jacob and Esau were twins. And the brother of Esau, he was known also as Israel. Jacob was also known as Israel. Jacob was born in an answer to his father's prayer, but he became the favorite son of his mother. He was named Jacob because at Pan took hold of Esau's heel, according to the accounts in Genesis. Jacob continued to take hold of the possessions of others, his brother's birthright, his father's blessing, and his father-in-law's flock and herd. Now, Jacob, he was a twin, he and his brother, Jacob and Esau. And Jacob began to flee because he knew that he had deceived Esau. Esau sold his birthright. Now, he had the right to his father's belongings because he was the first one that was born, and Jacob came afterward. But because his mother deceived him and plotted so that Jacob could receive the blessing, and after Esau realized what happened, it was too late. He had then sold his birthright for a morsel of bread and venison. So he began to be wroth with Jacob, and Jacob had to flee for his life. And after he fled, it came to this point where Jacob was left alone. And while he was left alone, he began to wrestle with a man with him until the breaking of the day. In other words, until early in the morning, when the light began to come forth in the dawn. Glory to God. He held on because he wanted that blessing. He wanted to be blessed.
Yeah.
And it took my mind back to when the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. How that I began to call on the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I called on him. And it seemed like there was nothing happening at first. But I continued to call on the name of Jesus. And after a while, something began to happen. And this is the same thing that happened with Jacob. He wrestled with that angel and he held him up because he wanted to be blessed. I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed and I want to receive the blessing that the Lord has for me. I don't want Satan to receive my blessing, but I want to receive the blessing that God has for me. Glory to God. And so Jacob wrestled with the angel all night long to the break of dawn. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And when you wrestle, you struggle with an opponent. I'm sure some of you heard of WrestleMania and how they had the wrestlers to get in the ring. Hallelujah. And they will wrestle until one has been taken down. Glory to God. Well, this is almost the same thing as Jacob wrestling with the angel. He wrestled with them and he got his joint knocked out of place. Hallelujah. He began to wrestle. And the Bible says in the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. His thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. But you know what? Jacob still wouldn't let him go. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted that blessing. Glory to God. I don't know if you ever experienced one of your joints being out of place, but that is a painful thing. Glory to God. And the Bible said, and he said, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Hallelujah. He wouldn't let the angel go until the angel blessed him. Hallelujah. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and has prevailed. Hallelujah. Jacob prevailed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible began to say, and Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. The Lord had mercy on Jacob, and the Lord preserved his life. The Lord saved his life. Hallelujah. The Lord blessed him. I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed. I don't want to be cursed. That's why I try to do what thus said the Lord, because the Lord promised that he would bless us if we would obey his voice and keep his commandments and do as he had told us to do. The word of God speaks in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and it said, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Hallelujah. You may be in the field, but God is going to bless you. You may be in the city, but God will do. In the fourth verse, it said, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. He's going to bless the fruit of your ground. He's going to bless the fruit of your body. You're going to bring forth children. Glory to God. The fruit of the ground. It may be tomatoes. It may be corn. But God is going to bless your ground that it will bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. And the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. God is going to bless you. And he said, be thy basket and thy store. God, I said, God, he will bless your basket and your storehouse. Glory to God, your storehouse is going to be full. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed shalt thou be when thy comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when you go out. When you go out, the blessing is going to overtake you. God will bless you. He'll have somebody waiting right there to be a blessing unto you. He'll bless you financially. He'll bless you spiritually. Glory to God. He'll make a way out of no way. Glory to God. But we have to look to the Lord, Lord, look to him for everything we need. And don't let him go until he bless your soul. If you want to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, you got to go after it. You got to wrestle. Hallelujah. Because that devil, he doesn't want to let you go. He want to keep you under his spell. He wants you to be spellbound. But you got to wrestle. Hallelujah. Fight the devil back until the Lord loose your soul. Hallelujah. Till he fills you with the Holy Ghost. Till he come in and change your very mind. Hallelujah. He will come in and he'll change that heart. He'll take out the stony heart and he'll put in a heart of flesh. God, I said, God, he will do it you. Hallelujah. But you got to hold on. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Sometimes you have to toil all night long. Hallelujah. Go in prayer, fasting all day and all night until he bless your soul. I'm reminded of the old church days. Hallelujah. When we needed deliverance, we would go into the church and shut in for 3 days and three nights, calling on the name of Jesus, seeking the Lord for deliverance. Hallelujah. It seemed like nothing was going to happen. The body would get weak and tired, but we kept on calling on the name of Jesus. We kept seeking him until after a while, the Lord began to come in and quicken our mortal bodies and make us alive. Hallelujah. He would speak through us all over again. Hallelujah. He would give us the witness that he had delivered our souls. He had granted the petition that we sent up before him. Hallelujah. We don't find too many people shutting in anymore. A lot of people have changed. They have turned to their own way, and they are saying, we don't have to fast like that no more. We don't have to shut in like that no more. Hallelujah, but you still have mm-hmm. to shut in every now and then. The old patriarch, David, hallelujah, he went in prayer mm-hmm. and fasting and crying unto the Lord. Hallelujah, he stayed right there until the Lord sent deliverance to his soul. And God, I said, God came in and delivered him from his enemies. He made the way out of no way for David. Hallelujah, he was able to escape his enemies. He was able that he desired of the Lord. Hallelujah, you've got to hold on. If you had to wrestle all night long, wrestle until you get your deliverance. Wrestle until you receive your blessing. The blessing is there for you. The blessing is waiting for you. But you got to deny yourself. Take up your cross and be willing to follow Jesus. The word of God said, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my disciple. You got to let it go. You got to sell out. Hallelujah. You got to wait right there and wrestle all night long. If that's what it takes okay. for you, you can wrestle until you sell out. Hallelujah to the Lord. Begin to take control of your soul. He'll come in and he'll make you whole. He'll make you all over again. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. But don't let go until he bless you. Just hold on. It may seem like nothing is happening, but hold on until he bless you. Don't let go. You get a grip on your salvation and hold on until God sends that deliverance. And when he sends the deliverance, you will be blessed. And everybody else will know that God has blessed you and that God has delivered your soul and that God has wrought a change in your life. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't sell out to the devil. Hallelujah. Don't turn from the way you've been taught, but hold on to the word of God. Hold on. You have been taught. Hold on. Hallelujah. And let God do the work in you. He begun a work in you, and he can finish the work in you. God will bless you, but you got to hold on. Hallelujah. You got to get hold of that salvation, and don't let Satan take it from you. I believe Jacob, he went on and wrestled with that angel, although his thigh was out of joint, and he was in pain, but he kept on wrestling, and he wouldn't let the angel go until the angel blessed him. The angel couldn't prevail. Hallelujah. Don't you know Satan, he can't prevail. Not if God is in this thing. He can't prevail over God. God is powerful, mighty. He has all power in his hand. He has the blessing, and he will bless you if you just hold on. Hallelujah. Get a grip onto your salvation. Get a grip onto the word of God and do what the word of God says. And God, he will bless. He will deliver. Hallelujah. He'll bless. He'll bless in your home. when God delivers, you shall be delivered. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God is good, and he's an able God. He can do everything, whatever you need him to do, whatever you need him to be to you, he will be that. He will take you through. Hallelujah. He will fix it. He will fix every situation in your life. Got to get a hold to God. Hallelujah. And to the word of God. And let him bless your soul. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you trust in him, the Bible says, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. I don't know about you, but I'm trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm looking to him because I know that he is a way maker. He is a door opener, and that he can fix every situation in our lives. He can make the way out of no way. You might not see the way, but God's got the way, and he will deliver. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That be Jacob. He was torn. Hallelujah. He was afraid. But God sent deliverance to his soul. He was blessed.
Yes, he did.
God preserved him. He kept him from his brother. When his brother saw him, hallelujah, I believe he greeted him. Glory to God. He brought gifts. My Lord, God blessed him. Hallelujah. But see, he prayed. He prayed, and he wrestled with that angel, and God sent that deliverance. He made the way for Jacob. Glory to God. He felt that Esau was going to kill him. He was afraid of Esau.
Yes.
And sometimes the devil try to make us be afraid. But if God be for us, who can be against us? Glory to God. We don't have to fear the devil. We don't have to be afraid. Glory to God. God's got all power over the enemy. And he said, behold, I have given unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Whatever he tried to do, God has got the power to destroy his works and stop him in his tracks and give us the victory. The Bible says we have the victory. Hallelujah. We got the victory over Satan. We got the victory. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, he died and he got up from the grave and he took the sting out of death and the victory over the grave. Hallelujah. We are born of Christ. Glory to God. We are born again, believers of Christ. And if Christ is in you, you have that power to overcome us.
Amen.
That he tried to work on us as the people of God. Glory to God. I thank God. God is a real God. Don't let God go. Don't let him go until he bless you. God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. He can save you to the uttermost. And he can make a beautiful person out of you. He can change the way that you're going. He can change the doings of your way. Hallelujah. He can change that old evil heart. He'll take it out and he'll put in a heart of flesh. And you'll be able to serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Glory to God. There may be someone out there seeking to be blessed of the Lord. You want to be blessed. You know that you have need of Christ, and you want to receive the blessing that the Lord has for you. You can turn it over to Jesus, and he can work it out. You can give your heart, your soul, your mind, your body, give your all unto the Lord, and he will come in and take control. The moment, the very moment that you surrender your life unto the Lord,
mm-hmm.
he will take over and work in you. He will quicken your mortal body. And I'm reminded of how the Barry gave my life to Christ and let the Lord know that I didn't want to do none of those things that I used to do anymore. And I gave it up, and I forgave those that I hated. I forgave them. The moment I gave all of that up, the Lord began to quicken me, and he took control of me, and I had no more control of myself. The Lord began to fill me with the Holy Ghost, and he can do the same for you. It's for you and for your children and your children's children, and to them that are far off, God has the Holy Ghost for you and for them. If you're going to go into a word of prayer, because we know that prayer is the answer. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for everything that you're doing. Oh, my God, those who are in need of a blessing, we pray that you will touch them right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Jesus. We want you to touch, Jesus. Help somebody to go after you, seeking your faith and calling upon your name. Help somebody to surrender their life unto you. Help them to sell out, oh Lord. Help them, Lord, to go after you, Lord, with all their heart, their mind, and their soul. Help them, Lord, to surrender all. Help them, Jesus, that you may fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're still saving. You have lost no power. You still have power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, touch every soul that's listening to this broadcast. We want you to move in a mighty way. Leave a blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know what we have need of. You know our prayers. You know our heart's desire. We want to serve you. We want to do your will. We want to please you in every way. Let your will be done, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. All those who are missing on a prayer list. Touch them, oh Lord, one by one and name by name, oh Lord. You know their petition. Heal the cancers. Heal them that are sick of the COVID. Heal, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you can do it, Lord. Be merciful unto the souls of men. Help right now, Lord. Help Jesus. Somebody want to be blessed. Somebody want to work for you, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. Make the way for them, oh, Lord. Open up the door, Jesus. Fix it for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send that anointing, oh Lord. Send your word, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, have your way. Take full control, oh Lord. Bless in a special way, Lord. We know you can do it, oh Lord. Help your people to hold on, oh Lord. Member of the fold. We want you to touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive, oh Lord. Blot out a transgression. Let sins be forgiven. Help the souls of men to repent, oh Lord, and give their lives to you, Lord. Help them, Jesus. We know you can do it, and we're depending on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the deliverer of our souls, oh Lord. Have mercy right now, oh Lord. Save, Jesus. Oh, my God, fill the souls with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on this country. City to city, oh Lord, from state to state, oh Lord, we pray that you have mercy on the souls of men, oh Lord, look on the countries, oh Lord, the foreign countries, have mercy on the souls, Have mercy on those who are living in poverty. Have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Lord, those who are living in sin, Lord, give them a mind to seek you for salvation. Of their souls, those who are sick and afflicted and lying on a bed of affliction, touch them right now, Lord. Heal their bodies. Save their souls. Spare their lives, Jesus. Have mercy on them, Lord. We know you're merciful, God. We know you can deliver, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Oh, my God. We thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Oh, my God. We thank you in faith, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for the souls, oh Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Your name is worthy to be praised. We lift you up in the highest, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Jesus, help us to praise you, Lord. Help us to lift you up the more, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to give that name the praise. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. Jesus, oh, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Help your people, Lord. Oh, Lord, look on your people throughout the world, Lord. Give strength, oh, Lord. Give healing, Lord. Give more faith to your people, Lord, that they may trust you and take you at your word, that their faith fail not. In the name of Jesus, help them to stand, to go through their testing trials. Help them to endure temptation. Help them, Lord. We know you're able to take them through, oh, Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Look on your pastors, oh, Lord. Show them the way you would have them to go, oh, Lord. Teach them, oh, Lord, how to minister to the flock. In the name of Jesus, help your people, Lord. We are dependent on you, Lord. We know you're able to do it, oh, Lord. Look on your people, all those who are listening on the prayer list. You know their petition. You know all about them, oh, Lord. We pray that you touch and deliver. Have mercy, oh, Lord. We know you can do it, oh, Lord. And we thank you right now. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you right now. We give thanks to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the mercy, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to bless us, Lord. Help us to continue to give thy name the praise. Glory to the Lord, and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray, oh, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Truly, I thank God. Thank God for his word. Thank God because I know he's still in the blessing business, and I know he's in the delivering business. He can deliver. Glory to God. Thank God. We thank God for this broadcast tonight. We thank you for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. Oh, glory to God. At this time, we're going to hear from the evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for that powerful, powerful message coming through Evangelist May on tonight. And she was encouraging us concerning the blessings of the Lord, encouraging us, don't let go. Don't let go until he bless you. Grab a strong hold and don't let go until he bless you. You have to be determined. You have to be determined to overcome, to get that blessing. Because God, he has given us the victory, and we are to rejoice and thank God for it. Praise the Lord. But hold on. Grab a hold and just don't let go until you come through, until you get your breakthrough, until you get your deliverance, until you get your prayer answered. What is you're going after God for, grab a hold and a tight grip. Hallelujah. And just hold on until that blessing comes through. Like Jacob did, he got a hold of that angel, and he would not let go. It didn't matter that the angel touched the hollow of his joint, and his joint came out of socket. It didn't matter that he was in this pain. He was not letting go. You know, so you might be going through, you might having some trouble, but don't let go until you get your blessing. I truly thank God for the word of God. I enjoyed it. I want to encourage you, Evangelist Lady, to continue to preach the word of God and allow God to have his way in your life. And to you who are listening, take this word of God in and live by it. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about the blessing of the Lord and encouraging us not to let God go until he blesses us, and actually preach that. I'm going to take it in for myself because I also want to receive the blessing that the Lord has for me. And I thought about how Jacob, he received such a great blessing, but he had to fight for it. He literally had to fight for his blessing. And sometimes I thought about, like, we see the blessing, but we don't understand the struggle that led to the blessing. We can't let go until he blesses us, until God blesses us. He might have given up after the angel touched that hip and it was out of joint. But Jacob, he knew that the blessing was worth that pain he was enduring to receive it. So, and that's how we have to be, too. We have to see past what we're going through in order to get to that blessing. I truly enjoy the word of God. And if maybe I'll be very much encouraged to keep preaching the word.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If that's all, we thank the Lord for our evangelist, for Pastor Sheila Hameen, for Evangelist Khadija, for your support, continued support. And that's all. Well, we thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done. To the glory and honor of the Lord, we don't have to let go. I thought about those wrestlers in the natural. When they get in that ring, sometimes they get hurt. Sometimes you see blood flowing or rolling down their face, but they keep right on wrestling. They don't give up. Now, how about you and I? And the Bible says you have not yet resisted under blood yet. Some of us, we ain't even got our feet. Think we done been through something. We ain't hardly been through nothing. And don't mention about shutting in, fasting, praying 3 days and three nights. Some of them, you got some preachers preaching and pastors pastoring, and they ain't never shut in the church for 3 days and three nights. Never. Never conducted a revival. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help us, Jesus.
Right.
The Bible said, woe to the shepherds. They feed themselves. That's another message. They feed themselves, and they get fat while the sheep is going lacking because they won't do what they're supposed to do. That's another message, but I'm telling you, thank God for the word. I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord. I want to encourage every one of our listeners to continue to tune in to this broadcast. And if there's anyone out there that wants to receive a free Bible, if you just text in, and if you're number one and number two, I will send you a Bible. Just give me, text in 856-304-7774. Once again, that number is 856-304-7774. Just text your name and number, and we will get back and make sure that you get a Bible. It's free. So we thank the Lord for every one of our listeners. And at this time, if there's nothing else, we're going to bring this broadcast to a close, unless Evangelist Hameen has something else to say.
No, not at this time.
Okay, Evangelist Khadija.
Not at this time, thank you.
Okay, well, we thank the Lord for every one of you. At this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. We'll be back with you on Tuesday night. The Lord say the same. At 7 p.m., call-in number is 1-609-663-0615. That's the conference line. And the guest call-in number is 563-999-3511. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. We look forward to hearing from you once again on Tuesday night. God bless you and good night.